Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 39 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 20% off any image file in your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code i5814. Hello, everybody. I'm Sarah Lane, and this is i5 for the iPhone, episode 105. This is the show that covers the latest iPhone news and apps and tips and tricks. I'm your guide to all things iPhone. Self-appointed. And I'd like to begin now. Number one. So remember a few months ago the hell that was the game Flappy Bird? It was really hard to play, but it was addictive, and it got a ton of attention. And then the developer basically couldn't take the notoriety, and he pulled the game from the App Store. Well, as promised, Dong Nguyen finally has a new app in the App Store. He said he was going to do this a while ago and kept his promise. This one is called Swing Copters. And because I hate myself, I decided to try it out. And yeah, it's really hard. You could say it's Flappy Bird hard in a way that makes me very frustrated. Like, there's no real technique at all to have. It's just horrible. And it's also covered in ads because, of course, this developer is not an idiot. It is 99 cents to remove them, though. Although, if you pay 99 cents in order to play this game by choice, I don't know what to do with you. Number two. So way back in December of last year, 2013, remember that? It's a good year. Episode 70, I told you about a new app called Network that allowed you to create topics and then share and chat and participate specifically about those topics with your friends. I had created a cats topic, for example. Except that, you know, I didn't end up really using Network, and my guess is a lot of other people didn't either, because the app has fully pivoted. It's a real 180 into a video discovery app now. It's a completely new app, really. Or in Network's words, the personal TV network that recommends the best internet videos and learns what you love. So it likens itself to a TV network of sorts. You can create your own channels, you can browse through videos, you can save videos for later, all that good stuff. You get the idea. We've kind of seen apps like this before. My issue in general is that video discovery apps tend to be a little too specific. Part of the fun of discovering videos online, at least for me, is that they kind of come across my screen randomly. It'd be, you know, shared via Twitter, on Facebook, or maybe just sent directly from a friend. And yes, I like cat videos, but just because I watched one yesterday doesn't mean I want to watch more of those today. All that said, Network certainly works fine, looks really nice. And if you're the sort of person who can spend hours on YouTube, maybe setting up some channels on this app instead and then airplaying them to your big screen TV is worth a shot. Number three, we got an email from Jamie who wants you to have better battery life, among other things. Jamie writes, I've been using this app for a while now, and I swear by it. It's called Battery Doctor, and it frees up memory on your phone. Whenever I launch a game or a memory-intensive app, I'll run this to free up some memory. You're now able to set up a service called One Tap Boost, and after a quick settings profile is set up, it will add a boost icon to your springboard. One Tap will now quickly free up memory for you without having to open the main battery app, and it also closes automatically once you're done. A great app for those who use several apps throughout the day. Okay, Jamie, first of all, hate to break it to you, but there is no app that's actually going to be accepted by Apple into its own app store that somehow cleans up your phone in ways that you couldn't do manually in the iPhone settings. So in that sense, this app is sort of a scam because it's designed to make you think that it's doing something special. It isn't. What Battery Doctor does do, though, is gives you a look into your phone diagnostics. So it's not a complete waste. It's just a different way to package all this information. For example, roughly how much battery you might be able to save by decreasing your brightness. That was a duh tip from like a million years ago that we did here. Or toggling Wi-Fi on or off, how that might affect your battery. That's all stuff you do manually in settings. But again, it's packaged nicely here. The whole which apps am I using that are consuming a lot of power setting is It's sort of silly, but again, it reminds you that you might have apps running in the background that are constantly pinging your GPS or otherwise power intensive. And then there's app download suggestions, which is definitely not something Apple likes. In fact, I'm surprised Battery Doctor hasn't been taken down from the App Store itself just for this. Apple hates that. Battery Doctor is not going to hurt your iPhone. So, Jamie, I'm not trying to, like, bag on your idea. But it's just not necessary. You have all this power in your hands already. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. At Shutterstock, you'll find the perfect image or video for your next creative project. A website, a publication, an advertisement, any other type of project. You can choose from over, get this, 39 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, video clips. Shutterstock sources images from around the world. Many contributors are professional photographers and artists, and Shutterstock reviews each image beforehand, so you know it's good if it's in the library. The company's adding 250,000 images every week, so the library is quickly growing. Every time you visit, you're going to find something new, and Shutterstock has flexible pricing. You can choose individual image packs, you can go with a monthly subscription for the best deal, and you can download any image in any size and just pay one price. You can try Shutterstock today by signing up for a free account. No credit card is needed. Just start an account and begin using Shutterstock to help imagine what your next project could be like. Save a few images, put them in a lightbox, share them with your coworkers or your friends, or just for yourself to review later. Once you decide to purchase, use the offer code i5814, that's I-F-I-V-E 814, and new accounts will receive 20% off any image file. That's 20% off one image file. And we thank Shutterstock for their support of i5 for the iPhone. Number four. Hey, who out there loves making lists? You know, those list lovers. There's probably somebody out there. There is an app for that anyway, though, and it's called Socialist, which is actually a very clever name. And it claims to take lists beyond the simple line of text because, you know, lists just can't be lists anymore, apparently. The app imports data from other services to make your lists actionable. That's actually pretty cool. And it also adds details about the items you add from services that you might use regularly, like Yelp or Foursquare or Netflix or Google Maps. The app also imports movie trailers, music, film, TV metadata. It's quite rich. So you build lists of your favorite things, and then you add and update and reorder items in your lists, if you need to reorder them. You can add photos to items in your list. You can personalize your list, give it a cover photo, and then keep track of items you've completed. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and give us some real talk here. There's nothing wrong with Apple's stock reminders app. That's what I use, and I use it all the time, and I make lots of lists. And you could do the same. But it's not exactly feature-rich, right? Socialist is definitely feature-rich, and it's also social. It's perfect for making lists that you intend to share with your friends, and it's completely free. Finally, number five. So I just got back from a little vacation, which included a lot of driving around a small island in the Pacific Ocean. I don't know, just had to do a lot of driving. You know what I wish I had, though? An app called Dash, which turns any car into a smart car of sorts. It's a combination app and onboard diagnostic, or OBD, not to be confused with ODB, which you can install yourself just kind of under the steering wheel. The OBD collects data as you drive. It starts creating a driver score based on, you know, how great of a driver you are, or how bad you are. In my case, all that stuff. You can get gas price comparisons. You can locate your car if you forget where you parked. That's something I deal with in the Petaluma parking garage on a daily basis. And you can even get more information on things like engine light notifications, which is really helpful for people like me who have no idea what any engine light of any kind means ever. It's like a Fitbit for your car. I just made that up. Dash is optimized for the U.S. market, and it's for cars from about 1996 and up, although the company does say they're working on support in non-U.S. markets, too. And that does it for this episode of i5 for the iPhone. Did you like it? All of the apps and the links and the other information from the show, everything I've talked about, you can always find at twit.tv/i5. You can email ideas and general feedback to us at i5@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail, 614 on i5 is the number to call. Or you can even send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll see you next week.